A shot. They can't even get that away. The Ducks win the draw. Carrick did. Zegras was about to unload a shot, but it was a little too late. Effort there, no question about that. But the Ducks fall short in a downtrodden Trevor Zegras, who had the big goal, the lacrosse-style goal, heading to the locker room very slowly. Seattle wins tonight by a final of 3-2.
Well, it's a tough pill to swallow, Steve. And really, I said that at a certain point, that game could have been 4-2 Anaheim Ducks. Now, of course, the Seattle Kraken scored three, but that this game could have very, you know, well been a 4-3 game for the Anaheim Ducks. You have two breakaways that you don't score on. You have just a puck that rolls across the goal line there, just shy of entering the net. I mean, that's three goals that you could have had. So it's just tough. 5-3 could have been the final score. I said 4-3, but 5-3 could have been the final score if the Anaheim Ducks buried those chances.
Boy, oh boy. 3-2, and that marks the end of game two of this eight-game homestand. We're going to keep it up here for a couple of minutes before we take a break, and then Emerson will be joined by Alexis Downey. We got the Vegas Golden Knights coming in here next Wednesday, the 27th. It's a 7 o'clock game, and just not to get too far ahead of ourselves after that, an improved Arizona Coyote hockey team on Friday, December 29th. Again, a 7 o'clock start for that one. 6:30 pregame both nights. So there are some positives. Seattle's a decent team. Ducks fall a little short tonight. Disappointing end to the game.
Well, you mentioned games coming up with the likes of the Arizona Coyotes, to name a few, and it's not going to get any easier. No. There was a power play goal that they scored the other night. That was just so tic-tac-toe, and they're from a playmaking standpoint, they're as quick as anyone. Of course, Anaheim Ducks took them down here at Honda Center a little bit of time ago. They're going to need performances like we saw in that game from Troy Terry. Again, Trevor Zegras, hey, you know, maybe this team needs two lacrosse-style goals in a game. He's more than skilled enough to be able to make something like that happen. But long story short, need more from more guys. And, maybe this is a game where Ratko Gudas out of the lineup, maybe that's the difference, right? So you kind of can go back and analyze every situation. We know Ratko Gudas being out of the lineup against this team, any team, hurts. Leo Carlson, of course, out of the lineup. But these are things that are out of the control. The guys that are in the lineup, we need more guys on this Ducks roster just showing out.
Yeah, we do. Well, a lot of fans making their way out of Honda Center here. I know you'll be joined by Alexis here in just a couple of minutes. So I'll end our portion of the broadcast with some news that's encouraging, because the people at Chalk believe nothing should put childhood on pause. That's why their physicians, researchers, staff work tirelessly to advance exceptional and innovative pediatric care. By donating to Chalk, you support groundbreaking research, novel treatments, and meaningful patient and family amenities. Help keep kids happy and healthy. Donate today at chalk.org/give. And Emerson, you have that last goal-scoring play, the goal by Zegras.
Yeah, Trevor Zegras, the phenomenal lacrosse-style goal that he scored. It's just something that will replay in my mind for the next few days. Goal scorer Zegras, assisted by Pavel Mintikoff and Troy Terry.
All righty. Well, we'll look forward to hearing you on the way home with Alexis. And then, of course, be back here with our pregame coverage at 6:30 Wednesday night with the Vegas Golden Knights in town for the third of eight consecutive games here at home during the holiday season. So that's the final, 3-2 Seattle over Anaheim. We'll take a timeout, and we'll come back with more of our postgame show from Honda Center in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn and presented by Gettle.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
The NHL's premier esports event is back with the EA Sports NHL 24 World Championship. It's a whole new season of tournaments, events, and prizes. Rep your favorite club and play EA Sports NHL 24 for a chance to compete at NHL events and compete for a share of $150,000 against the best gamers in the world. Register now at NHL.com/NHL24.
Make your next Ducks game unforgettable. Select 30th anniversary season party suites are still available. Bring up to 40 friends and enjoy all-inclusive food and beverages, access to club-level amenities, and more in a private suite. Inquire today at HondaCenter.com/unforgettable.
Anaheim Ducks hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on Duck Stream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on Duck Stream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the Anaheim Ducks post game show here on Duck Stream. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom here with you to recap this 3-2 loss for the Anaheim Ducks tonight to the Seattle Kraken. Even though that was the score, Emerson, it really didn't feel like that should have been the final.
Yeah, look, there was quite a few grade-A scoring chances that were missed from the Anaheim Ducks, starting with Brett Leason, and good on Brett Leason for moving his feet, anticipating that play, getting that breakaway. That was hard work, and he earned every inch of that. But five-hole, okay, maybe that's the play. Maybe there was a little bit of an opening, but bottom line, a shot selection or a move in that case, just the Ducks need those ones. And, of course, Killorn, just with the puck just rolls across the goal line right through the blue paint to the weak side, so close. How does that not go in? And of course McTavish, breakaway of his own. I might have got hooked there on that last portion of that move, but look, you just at least one, if not two of those should have definitely been in, and it's tough.
So many opportunities for the Anaheim Ducks tonight, but also a Michigan or lacrosse-style goal, whichever you want to call it. So Let's get into all the highlights from this one tonight, starting in that first period. Brett Leeson had a breakaway, as Emerson just mentioned, but it would go back the other way with Seattle, and Oliver Bjorkstrand would get the power play goal, the first goal of the game, 13-26 into the period.
Fowler skate from out high off the stick of Dunn, who flips it again, trying to work it by Anaheim, and now a breakaway for the Ducks. They move in, shoot, oh, and DeCord with a great stop there on Leeson.
What a try by Brett Leeson there, trying to go 5-hole on that breakaway, and Joey DeCord with another big-time stop for the Seattle Kraken.
Here's Dunn feeding the puck. McCann out in front of the net. A shot. They score. I think the first shot went in up high over the shoulder of Dostal. But if not, like we were watching, Seattle made sure they knocked it in on a rebound. And I think Bjorkstrand will get credit for the goal. And Seattle scores on a power play. Take a 1-0 lead.
So Emerson, Brett Leeson has that breakaway, and then the Ducks have to transition quickly and get back because they are down a man in that sense. But what exactly did you see on that play that resulted in Seattle just finding that lane to get the opportunity for a goal?
Well, I mentioned it live on air before I answer your question directly there. Oliver Bjorkstrand, on his last year in the Western Hockey League, 63 goals in 55 games. Alexis, I had a 61 in 65. So I guess you could say that my shooting percentage and my goal scoring percentage per game was higher, but he had 63, I had 61. I'm not happy about it. Look, it was unfortunate for the Anaheim Ducks, and it's a common theme. It's and there's been sequences at home even where and I'm trying to think back to the game whether or not it was a penalty kill or not, but you just like to score those, of course, and once again it's a momentum builder or it's a momentum killer, right? Like everyone on the bench is up expecting you to score that, you don't. Oh, it's just, and of course, you know, it carries on, the energy carries on to a few sequences later, and look, it was a big time shot on the far side flank. It was a nice shot to watch from Oliver Bjorkstrand.
Just about 3 minutes later, Seattle got on the board once again. This one coming from Vince Dunn, a 2-on-1 play, and it was a beautiful pass by Matty Beniers, elevating the puck perfectly to find Vince Dunn.
There's a shot off to the right, and Lacombe bouncing in after the puck lays it off for Troy Terry. Tied up on the play in the corner, and Seattle will bring it ahead. A one-on-one opportunity for the Kraken. Beniers in, fake, shoots, and Vince Dunn will score. That was a pretty play. A nice setup for the Seattle Kraken. Defenseman Vince Dunn, I tell you what, he might be the star of the game right now if he continues to play the way he has.
Well, Emerson, there's a reason that Matty Beniers won the Calder.
Yeah, and I tell you what, AD, this was Zegras's goal in a pass. You know, I mean, it was just that pretty. You know, if there was an assist that I can match with just that prowess of that lacrosse style goal, I mean, that's in that same conversation from an assist standpoint. It was in tight. You know, he sold it as far as deception, you know, kept people guessing, including the defender there. Just, you know, is he going to shoot? Is he going to pass? But just to make that move high to low with such touch, such accuracy and ease. Unfortunately for the Ducks' sake, that goes in, but what a play from the Kraken and Matty Beniers.
So it was 2-0 after the first period of play in favor of the Seattle Kraken. Moving into the second, the Ducks really showing out. Frank Vatrano getting the Ducks on the board, a power play goal right in the slot, not long after a face-off, 6:18 into that second period.
Face off to DeCord's right. Still 2-0 Seattle. A shot, they got one. The Ducks score with 2:12 left in the double minor to Tana. And boy, is that helpful. Frank Vatrano to the bench, gets some high fives. The Ducks score their first, cut the lead of Seattle down to 2-1.
Man, it's always so fun seeing Frank Vatrano score, isn't it?
Yeah, and for him to rifle that shot with the accuracy, the velocity in which he did, and on his back heel. It's just so hard to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one thing if you're leaning forward, you're leaning and putting all the weight on top of your stick, but to get that off in a hurry as he did on his back heel, it's just so tough to do. And what a shot. I mean, that really matches that Oliver Borkstrand, the coming from the Seattle Kraken, their first goal. It was pretty off the flank. I mean, that kind of accuracy was the same level and quality of shot, but this time in favor of the good guys.
Now, that goal coming just for the Ducks at a big moment, because the Ducks had not scored a goal going back two games ago after being shut out in their last outing against Calgary. And they continued to get chances, as Emerson mentioned, a huge chance from Alex Killorn also coming in that second period, just missing the net.
Seattle 2, Anaheim 1. If you just joined us, Eberle will toss the puck in. Winds up on the stick of Cam Fowler, open to receive the pass. Killorn playing catch on the right wing side, left wing side. Shot! Save! Oh, rebound shot by Killorn. Went wide of an open side.
How did that stay out? Killer just missed. Puck goes cross goal line there to the weak side. So close.
And that really seemed to be the story in this game. The Ducks just so close on a lot of their opportunities. 2-1 going into that final third period. Seattle winning the game so far. And it was Tomas Tatar who had another goal for the Kraken, extending their lead to 2 goals. Just a nice patient play in front of the net.
Team's full strength. Anaheim will shovel it in from the neutral zone. Then a shot off to the side of DeCourt. I thought that one was going into the net. Here comes a chance for Seattle to hustle to center. 3-on-3 developing. Puck is played in the backhand way and a score. Oh, my, that hurts. Tomas Tatar, who can be a magician with the puck on his stick at times. The one-time Red Wing. He scores a pretty goal. Not much Dostal could do about it, but it's a shame. Anaheim just had that opportunity at a couple close-in shots. Seattle's a team that scores, and that's a big 2-goal lead for them.
Well, Emerson, Tatar has really been a nice asset for the Seattle Kraken since they acquired him recently.
Yeah, and that goal was a statement goal that maybe tells this Pacific Division that, look, they got quite the asset in that pickup there from the Colorado Avalanche, and he's had so many good years from a point production standpoint. It was one of the prettier goals that I saw, of course, before the Trevor Zegras goal that transpired there shortly after. I mean, that was one of the prettier goals I've seen all season, just the patience level, the deception. Everyone thought he was going to shoot for a solid 3 seconds as he dragged it from the near side to the far side. And what a silky finish on the backhand to put it shelf like that. It was calm, cool, and collective, almost freezing time and really being in tune with the moment. And, it's, once again, unfortunately for the Ducks, not only was it a goal against, but a very nice goal at that.
Well, we're going to finish it off with the most exciting goal of the night. Trevor Zegras in his first game back, a lacrosse-style goal, 14:01 into that third period.
Here's Zegras along the board. Fed the puck behind the net off Killorn. Played by Terry, back to Cam Fowler, who's knocked down by Bjorkstrand, who gets the puck and feathers it up to the red line.
Yeah, tough break for the Ducks. Cam Fowler just catching an edge, straddling the blue line there, and just something you can't afford here with 6 minutes remaining.
Oh, the Michigan for Trevor Zegras, who went behind the net. Second one in the NHL by Anaheim's own Trevor Zegras to put the Ducks within 1-3-2.
Emerson, I mean, Zegras just makes that look so easy, so effortless, just picking the puck up, moving with that speed and putting it right over the goaltender's pads.
Yeah, and he put it up in he put his toe almost on the ice. He scoops it up in almost the opposite direction there and follows right through. So it was a new way to pick it up. I haven't seen it being orchestrated like he did as far as the scoop earlier today. Connor Bedard, he scoops it up just with that inside. It's one of the more common ways that it's been formulated. This lacrosse or Michigan style goal is just the simple face of the blade open with just a scoop under it. Trevor Zegras goes almost from heel to toe north-south and scoops it up just by that toe getting under it with the toe instead of the face of the blade and continues to follow through. So it was a first for me. It might have been the first done that way, so we'll have to maybe do a little homework, but I think that's the first time I've seen it with that scoop in that kind of fashion.
Well, despite the exciting goal from Zegras, the Ducks did fall in this one 3-2, just not being able to get that final goal to tie it. But the Ducks actually outshooting Seattle in this game too, 34-22. We will talk more about this game on the other side of the break.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a reliable award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
WWE Monday Night Raw returns to Orange County for the first time in 6 years. You'll see WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth freaking Rollins.
Who's the kid now?
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
May the best man win.
Nia Jax. The main event, Jey Uso. Oh. Damian Priest. Becky Lynch.
I am the man.
And more. Honda Center, 4:30 p.m. Monday, February 19th. Tickets start at just $25 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League, and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear, with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 theme and giveaway nights. Check out the full schedule of festivities, including special legacy nights, the second annual Women in Sports Night, and more at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Welcome back to the post-game show here on DuckStream. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom here with you. A 3-2 loss for the Anaheim Ducks tonight to the Seattle Kraken, but a good effort from the Ducks tonight. Emerson, I just felt like there was some bounces that weren't going their way, and they just obviously they weren't able to finish in front of the net, which was tough to see because they had plenty of chances in this game, 34 shots on net.
Yeah, they really did. Hey, all we wanted for Christmas is not only that Zegras goal, we wanted 2 points tonight, and just part of earning that 2 points that were on the line snatched from us right before Christmas. I'm not happy, AD. You know, it just, look, just that killer, the Alex Killorn right on the doorstep. You got to look up to the skies and just say, you know, how did that not go in? And it's just one that they need, right? Like, if you're going to come out with the win, that's got to go in. It starts there. And once again, not both breakaways maybe, but the good teams just bury, right? The good teams bury on those breakaway chances. So the Ducks are just going to have to figure out ways to do just that. But, you know, one of two breakaways, there you have it. It's not only a tied game there, but you win it 4-3. So anyway, it's a tough break.
You know, we did get a message, too, by one of our listeners that kind of shared some of the frustrations from this game. So let's get to reading some of our text. As always, thank you for sending us a message. And if you would like to share your thoughts, you can text us at 714-940-2950. So this person said there's just a lot that can be said, especially the slow-paced second period. The Ducks need to start making plays happen rather than trying to be slow about moving around and being overly cautious. Shoot the puck and have players ready to collect. You know, I honestly thought the second period wasn't that slow.
Bingo. That's what I was just going to say, right? So,
I'm kind of surprised by that thought there.
And it started with just the great the power play goal there. I mean, you know, that was a goal that was huge. You took advantage. And like I said, on broadcast, you know, one goal would be huge, just having a well-executed 4 minutes of power play time. But if you gain one, but two, of course. And I just thought the overall execution was great. And I thought not only the power play was great and that overall execution, I thought a lot of areas were great. So, I think that message is true in a lot of other portions of the game for sure.
Yeah, and on the end of the power play too, Jamie Drysdale seeing some time on that. Pavel Minchikov taken off a little bit of that top unit, but Jamie Drysdale putting some time in, and that was something that head coach Greg Cronin did express that he was looking forward to seeing from Drysdale.
Yeah, I thought he was good last game, even though the collective effort from the full team wasn't there, of course, versus the Calgary Flames. But look, I thought Drysdale for at least 40 minutes looked really good in that game, and I thought he brought some flashes here tonight, too. I think he might have even played better in that Calgary game for consistently than maybe in parts of tonight. He was so dominant at times last game. But look, it's coming. You know, it's if he had a hot start last game, you know, even a step back for how well he played circumstantially last game. I think, look, he's been out for so long over the course of you know, 3+ seasons. It's you know, it's been tough from an injury standpoint. So look, give credit when credit's due. He's played phenomenal here regarding the circumstances in these last two games.
Yeah, Jamie Drysdale getting 25 minutes of ice time tonight. A lot of time on the ice, 26 shifts overall as well. So definitely not being slowly eased in. He's being thrown into the fire as he's getting a lot of time on the ice. All right, another text we received, and it's from Marty. He said, I'm just happy Zegras got a goal. I put my heart and soul supporting the guy. The loss is unfortunate, but it's great to see almost the entire team back together. I don't mind Leo resting out a little longer than 4 to 6 weeks. I hope the organization takes their time with his healing process. Heck, I don't mind 3 months as long as he's healthy. Happy holidays, AD and Emerson. It's been a fun year. First of all, thank you, Marty, for the message. Happy holidays to you as well. We always appreciate when you're sending us messages too. I'm with you. I think it would be obviously ideal that Leo is fully healthy when he comes back. Do I want to wait 3 months? Not necessarily, Emerson.
No, I look, it's in Marty, thanks again for just tuning in and supporting us. It's been great. Happy holidays. But, you know, yeah, Leo, just take the time necessary. We have a great medical staff, athletic training staff here with the Anaheim Ducks, great strength and conditioning coaches that certainly have, helped Jamie Drysdale, right, and Mason McTavish maybe come back even quicker than anticipated. So we got a great staff here. We know that they're going to take the utmost of care of Leo's situation. And, yeah, we're thinking about him. No one wants to see anyone go down in that fashion. Unfortunately, AD, I looked over to our statistician, Vic Pence, and I just said, I hope it doesn't happen, but I just from how it happened, that body weight going onto that leg from that angle, I said right there, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. And it, you could just see from the situation, I mean, that much weight, that hard. I mean, it was just like a big tree falling. Uyghur was there just right on the leg in that vulnerable position. I knew right away it was going to be that MCL, that inside knee, just going in that direction. And it's just a tough break, but hey, could have been worse. And we're thinking of Leo, and we're just wishing him the speediest recovery.
Yeah, Leo Carlson, sprained right MCL, out, expected to be 4 to 6 weeks. Radko Gudas, also not a part of this game either. He has a lower body injury and is going to be reassessed after the holiday break. The guys get a couple days to hang out with their family and friends and relax before they play their next game on Wednesday. But Emerson, I mean, this time for you from the player perspective, what was it like just having a couple days to recuperate and just take a step away from hockey?
Yeah, this is family time. This is, you know, it's the holiday season. I mean, what a time for all these players to take the much-needed break. A lot of traveling, just getting back from a long Eastern swing there where, hey, you come out 2-2. I mean, you know, what a road trip. So played solid hockey on that trip. Maybe not the start of the road trip that they would have liked. But, look, you go 200, you go 500 on a tough, you know, with those that kind of competition, that's saying something. And look, these guys have competed hard. It hasn't been easy. A lot of injuries. And I think everyone can just put the game aside for a couple days, spend time with the family, and come back even stronger.
Yeah, you think of Jakob Silfverberg in this game tonight getting cut on the face, and that one didn't look too pretty, but the Ducks being able to capitalize on the power play opportunity that they had there was obviously a good sign too. But that play, that was sort of an awkward moment, as you and Steve were describing on the broadcast. I mean, Tanev gets hit too, Silfverberg gets hit, and, you know, the Ducks end up getting the power play.
Yeah, you know, hopefully Jakob Silfverberg maybe puts a little maple syrup on that cut here this holiday season. Hey, just that's hockey players for you. Just putting a little stickiness on that cut and getting back at it. So, you know, Jakob's a great guy, and I really commend him getting up how he got up and just continue on playing, because that was a deep cut. You know, it just he got up. We were all watching it right here on the Jumbotron. He got up out of, he kind of just turned from being down in the facing the other way. And right when you saw that gash, that was deep and immediately bleeding. So tough to watch, but he's a tough player. He got right back out there and continued on strong.
All right. We will have more on the other side of the break of this post game show. So come back.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks, making sure you don't miss out on the return of the Garth Channel. We'll be playing all of the Garth music, plus music from all of my favorite artists. There's truly no fences here on the Garth Channel, just great music. Also back is Geology, all the crazy stories, and a brand new feature called Tea Time with the one and only Trisha Yearwood. And remember, it's the Garth Channel, and it's all about people loving people. Search for the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate, tailgate.
Gage Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
Music.
Music. Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long.
This guitar about as hard as a pain.
To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of.
Thank God I get to.
TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Welcome back to the postgame show. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom here with you to wrap up this 3-2 loss for the Anaheim Ducks to the Seattle Kraken tonight. Before we get into the holiday break and the Ducks aren't back out on the ice until next Wednesday when they take on the Vegas Golden Knights and continue this 8-game homestand. That one will be game number 3. So if you haven't caught a game yet and you're going to be around for Christmas, make sure to check out the tickets for that game next Wednesday. Emerson, we talked a little bit already about special teams, but the Ducks being able to capitalize on one of their three power plays tonight, and then on the flip side, giving up a goal on the penalty kill. What was your impression of how special teams did overall tonight, and just the fact that the Ducks stayed out of the penalty box so much? That was certainly a positive.
Yeah, that's point number one that needs to be made, what you just said right there, discipline. They did just that. And look, we know that the penalty kills, just they're going to be just fine. I mean, they had some hiccups early on in the season, but they've been looking sharp pretty much from maybe those first few games on. And they've been really keeping this Ducks team at times in the hockey game. But the power play just looked sharp. There was some stall, some stagnation as far as the puck movement, I thought, to be again, but once they started really, going flank back to quarterback and really switching sides with the puck, and as long as they were getting quicker, they were creating more and making more difficult for the Seattle Kraken's PK. But I thought the power play, the blast there from Vetrano, he hasn't scored in a while. He's I'm sure in that locker room just feeling good about himself. I mean, of course, everyone wants to win, but from an individual standpoint, when you're back on track and especially with a goal like that, I mean, that gives you all the confidence in the world. So I anticipate him even taking his game up to another level there next game. And I just thought the power play by and large looked a lot sharper, a lot more clean, and maybe that's easy to say from what we saw against the Calgary Flames. That power play, as head coach Greg Cronin said in that post-game interview, was some of the not only worst 5-on-5 play, but as far as power play, just missed passes on their breakouts. The entries weren't on the same page. Well, they got back at it here tonight, just with the confident playmaking, and of course topped off by that beautiful shot from Frank Vigano.
The Ducks having 8 shots on the power play as a part of that tonight. So Trevor Zegras scores the lacrosse-style goal tonight. Connor Bedard also scoring a lacrosse-style Michigan goal tonight. I think that maybe, Zegras heard Bedard did it, and he said, I got to do it in this game too. Well, he had the chance to speak to the media in the locker room. So let's hear what he had to say after that one.
For
first game back. How'd it feel?
It was good. Obviously, you get kind of slotted in with two guys who were playing really well. Makes my job a lot easier. It's nice to take some face-offs again. I felt pretty comfortable in the dot, and that went well.
Your goal, obviously, is something you're comfortable doing. Just kind of what you see there and just how to work out.
It's kind of a broken play. Minty kind of dinked it off the wall, and they protect in front of the net really well, and that was something that was talked about, obviously, in the pre-scout. So when I went behind the net, something I obviously feel comfortable with doing. In my opinion, it's not like a crazy play for me to do, and when that goalie goes post-to-post, usually you got a little room upstairs, so lucky enough it went in.
Seemed like you guys were generating a lot of chances offensively, just couldn't get that one late in the game to tie it. Just what did you think of the way you guys were able to generate offense tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was really good. It's frustrating, right? Like, obviously, Killer had that one in front of the net, and Troy had a couple whacks on rebounds and stuff. So, I mean, eventually those are going to start going in, and we're going to start winning these games. But obviously, watching the last 20 and playing tonight, it's just frustrating because we're in all of these games. And, I mean, I think the shots were, 30 to something. So it sucks that we're not getting those bounces. But when all the guys are playing that hard and competing the right way within the system, it makes for usually a good match. So,
at what second do you know you're going to try that as opposed to just a wrapped around low, forehand shot or whatever else it might be?
I mean, you kind of read the situation, right? Like, I don't know, maybe bottom of the circle, goal line, something in around tight. I mean, you kind of just do it. It's kind of like a wraparound, just pick it up on your stick. So I don't know. I feel like it's more effective. But kind of just black out for a couple seconds, and the next thing you know, it's in that. So.
Is it speed? Is it timing? Is it where the goalie is? Or is
practice.
There... Yeah.
Talked to him recently after the game. He just got back as well, and he felt like he kind of eased into the game. Did you feel like it was like that for you?
I mean, when you watch, like I definitely did a lot of watching and picking up on little things. So as soon as I come back, those things that I think that are important or things that I pick up on, I usually try to get to that part of my game right away. And I mean, easing back into it's tough because it's such a fast game. So I don't know if I'd say that, but when you got two unbelievable players like Kalorn and Terry, I think it makes the game real easy for you.
Did you see by chance that Bedard had a lacrosse-style goal earlier today? Or
I heard about it.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. Pretty good hockey player, so it doesn't surprise me.
You reclaimed the move, I guess.
Yeah.
Nice to see you back, man.
Any more questions?
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, Trevor.
Thanks, Trevor.
Well, Emerson, I'm laughing that he reclaimed that goal in this evening after just knowing that he did hear about Bedard having that goal too.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, this is a play that, oh boy, and once again, well, I think that is the first time that it's been picked up in how he did that, and so look, it just opens the door for what's to come. It gets you thinking what's truly possible. What's going to take this whole game to the next level from this new generation and this new era of skill play. So I'm certainly looking forward to it. And how can you not be as a hockey fan? So, look, I thought that was an interview in which he seems upbeat. Mm-hmm. He seems positive with a positive outlook moving forward with this team. Just calling it what it is, close game, knowing that they got a whole lot better, just need more from more guys. And hey, look, that's just exciting to me, to be mm-hmm. calling a game with a guy, that can make those plays. And it's just so fun to be a part of. Who knows how many he's got in those kind of lacrosse style Michigan mm-hmm. goals for the rest of the season. for him, it's still a limited game count. He's been out for so long. So look, this is only going to help this Ducks team and really get this Ducks team talked about worldwide.
Well, that was Zegras's official third lacrosse-style goal in the NHL, according to NHL stats. His other ones, obviously, the January 27th of 2022, and then also April 1st, 2022. And then I remember last season when he had a goal. I'm forgetting the team that we were playing. He had a lacrosse-style goal, but it was called back, and that was really unfortunate. But another part, too, from just listening to Zegras talk about the game tonight, he talked about playing on, you know, the line with Killorn and Terry, and I thought you could see that chemistry that he's had with Troy Terry. You could see that in the game tonight.
Yeah, it's just going to be, and kind of piggybacking off your point, it's going to be interesting moving forward. Okay, Leo is back. I know it's going to be some time. It's not going to be overnight, but when he is back, what happens, right? What, mm-hmm. what you know, is who moves into to what spots, you know, of if, look, if Trevor thinks playing center is going to take his game to the whole nother level, he certainly made that point in that interview, too. As opposed to, you know, playing wing, he felt comfortable, and he early on, I'll have to take a look at the final stats for his faceoff percentage there. But you know, starting the game, he was very solid in the faceoff circle. He said in his interview he felt comfortable. So, look, maybe that's just what he needs. On top of just being more motivated, dialed in, you know, like I mentioned, my brief conversation, he said he was ready to go, had a smile on his face, and you know, you could just see that positivity, and he was going to take that positivity and translate that into his play.
Mm-hmm. Well, Emerson, let's get to our final quack before the holiday break. What are your final thoughts from this game tonight, if anything?
Final quack, I want to see more Trevor Zegras lacrosse style goals this season. a ton more. Like, hey, just give it to me, Z.
Sling
like,
them in.
I want 10. I'm being extra greedy. I want 10 of those for the rest of the season. And he has the skill to get it done. He really does. You know, the sky's the limit for him. You know, so I want to see more of those goals and more wins.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. You know, I think I'm going to piggyback off your final quack tonight, too, because I love that. And I've definitely heard you say you want to see more of those lacrosse-style goals from Zegras before. So we're gonna keep that trend going, and hopefully we'll see some more. And the next time we could possibly see one, next Wednesday after the break, in a 7 p.m. puck drop for the Anaheim Ducks taking on the Vegas Golden Knights, a team that they have already seen this season. We will have the pregame show for you right here on DuckStream starting just a half hour before puck drop, as always. So make sure to tune in for that. And for Emerson Needham, I am Alexis Downey. Happy holidays. I hope you have a great couple days with family and friends, celebrating however you may. And make sure to have some cookies, because that's exactly what Steve Carroll would tell you to do. And also, come back after the break, as we will have your Ducks and Kraken replay coming right up. Thank you again for listening to the postgame show here on DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Everything Everywhere
by Noah Kahan and Gracie Abrams.
Now playing on Adult Alternative.
Oh, everywhere, everything. Wanna love you to perform for the words to eat. Till our fingers decompose. Keep my hand in yours.
Hear this music and more on TuneIn. Discover your new favorite sound today.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
He fires a three. Makes it.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn, but if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn. For all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes.
So you keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Anaheim Ducks flex plans can be crafted around even the busiest fans' schedules. Does your perfect plan include weekend games only? Do you see the Ducks take on all the original six teams every year? Maybe you want to party like it's 1993 and attend all 30th anniversary jersey games. Whatever the case, opt for a fully customizable flex plan of seven or more games and get rewarded with exclusive benefits, better seats, flexible payment options, and more. You'll save at least 15% off box office pricing. Learn more at AnaheimDucks.com/flexplans.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.